Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
John, I want to push a conversation forward that the afternoon show started yesterday. They got the ball rolling. The Bears are on Hard Knocks. They're a trendy team. We played the audio last week. Some pundits think they could win the Super Bowl, right? It's getting a little much. Mike and Rico discussed whether the Bears are a threat to the Lions and if you as a fan are accepting of them as a threat. I'd like to start with the Bears question, but then open it up, push the conversation forward, and identify who these threats are. How many are there? Who are the biggest ones? 248-539-9797.
So are the Bears a threat? And you look at what the Bears were able to do last year to the Lions. It took a miracle to even beat them once. Mm-hmm. Lost to them, so they split the series. And now everybody's looking at it going, well, is... You have a little bit of buzz going because they have the number one overall pick. It's the first time they've had it in the modern era. And they took Caleb Williams. He looked fine in his debut just a few days ago.
He walked on water, if you ask Bears fans.
Well, and so there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look at all of the positives and say, this is what he is going to be every snap of every game. And I'm sorry to bring them back to reality, but he is still a rookie. I have some questions about how his game is going to translate to the NFL. I think eventually he'll be a big threat to the Lions. I don't know that in total this year in 17 games that he is still going to have rookie moments. But he has been given a lot of benefits from a rookie standpoint. And this is just going, do we believe that they are a threat to the Lions this year? We know what DeAndre Swift is at running back. And we know that he can be very effective. We also know that he can be injured quite a bit. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze. You got a really nice trio of receivers. Cole Kmet, their tight end. Again, a nice tight end. Here's where I think you take a step back. Offensive line-wise, I know they've put some resources into the offensive line, some draft picks, some free agents. I don't know that they are in a class. They're definitely not in a class with the Lions or the Eagles or the Niners. They are a team that is, on the offensive line, somewhere in the middle of the NFL. I'm not even talking about the NFC, but middle of the NFL, where I think they're going to be ranked like 13 to 18, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
So it's not awful, but it's not an offensive line that, as a rookie, is going to give you all of the advantages that you need to be, you know, to be good. Defensively, again, just going through the roster, things that are positive, things that are negative.
They had a top 10 defense at the end of last year.
And they're going to be just the same this year. They're going to be very good defensively. They were able to keep their number one corner, Jalen Johnson, who's all mad that he wasn't a part of the top 100. Well, players pick everybody for a reason. They know the guys that they don't want to face, and apparently he's not in the top 100. But they've got Montez Sweat, DeMarcus Walker. Like, their defensive front, T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds at linebacker. That was their big signings in free agency 2 years ago. Defensively, yeah, they're going to be good and a top 10 defense. I just don't know in totality that they're – to me, they seem like they're the Lions of 2 years ago, where they're going to be a threat. They'll play better as the year goes on as long as everyone stays healthy. I just don't see him hitting the ground running and starting the season 4-2, 5-0, anything like that, right, where you all of a sudden look and say, oh boy, look out, the Bears.
So the Lions are chasing a Super Bowl. The threats for them are teams who are also chasing the Super Bowl. The Bears are not a threat. I think Caleb could eventually be a top 10 quarterback. And maybe that's conservative. Maybe there are people who think he could be one of the three or four best in the league. It won't be in year one. Their defense. Ton of interceptions late in the year, ton of positive turnovers. That stuff goes in ebbs and flows. I don't think they're going to lead the NFL in interceptions back-to-back years. There's going to be some harsh realities for them. I don't think they're a threat. I think, could they be a thorn in the side on a Saturday in December. Yeah. But the Lions are chasing a division title, who I don't think the Bears are a threat to. The Lions are chasing a Super Bowl, who I don't think the Bears...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are a threat too. But you guys can define what the Bears thing is. The teams I would count as threats are teams from the NFC who have played in the Super Bowl the last two seasons. The Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers. I wouldn't count the Cowboys, who haven't played an NFC title since 95. They are a mess right now.
Yeah.
The Packers, I think we can have an honest conversation. They're the biggest threat in their division, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl threat. To me, this is Eagles and Niners, drop off. Everybody else is going to be pesky. The Lions are going to have to earn it, but they aren't the threats that I would say they are.
Here's the benefit of having an improved Bears team is, yes, the Lions split with them last year, and you could say, well, you know, the game at Soldier Field, there were some turnovers, it was weather, the one here, it was, you know, you could go and analyze both of those. These are two different teams this year. The Lions are improved and the Bears are improved. And what I like about it is it will continue to test the Lions and make them play at a high level. The Bears aren't just a team that you're going to walk in and walk over, because Caleb Williams can make plays. I think, you know, if Caleb Williams was a quarterback that could come in and just tear things up, how come he didn't do it at USC?
Right, they were an 8-win team last year. And the argument there would be their O-line was patchwork, their defense was soft, they lost a lot of games because they were in a lot of shootouts, and he is in a, quote, better situation with the Bears. Having said that, he is someone who I would classify as someone who colors outside the lines at quarterback.
Yep.
And that's a positive in that Mahomes does that too. If you can make stuff happen that's not scripted, that's not there, that's creativity, that's awesome. The problem with the NFL is these athletes are bigger, faster, stronger. The windows are going to be closed. He's going to have to learn what he can get away with, and there will be moments where he can't get away with what he thinks early on.
So, and I think you brought up a couple of key components there. I'm going to break them down kind of one by one.
Okay.
One is, he is a Mahomes style, all right? I'm not going to say he's Patrick Mahomes or will be Patrick Mahomes. He's a Mahomes style quarterback where, yes, he can paint outside the lines. He's got a strong arm. He's an athlete. He's a guy that's willing to make plays. But there's one Patrick Mahomes for a reason. Like, he is the only one that can do some things. You see at practice, he's making the behind-the-back passes. Like, he has learned when and when he can't do some of those things. And we even see him get in trouble at times of trying to make some of those passes. And Caleb Williams, where you see the first preseason game, and yes, it's okay, preseason game, where he's under duress and he flips something to DeAndre Swift and it goes for 40 yards. He's going to gain some confidence, and good for him in being able to do that, but sometimes you get a little overconfident and you think that that play is always going to be there and that there's not going to be a starting linebacker in the right place at the right time instead of playing against the backup defense that is going to be there and pick it off or bat it down. Now, all of a sudden, instead of first down, hey, it's great, we got a 40-yard gain, you're looking at second and 10. a very monotonous down, or you're looking at an interception or a turnover, and things are completely different. So the makeup of the game, the flow of the game is going to be so much different than it is in the preseason, and he is going to gain more confidence. He is going to make plays at times, and that's always the threat, but he's also going to make some big blunders along the way.
So I would say there are 2.5 threats. The Eagles, the Niners, and I guess the Packers are a half threat because they're the biggest division threat. Some ticket text. We were talking about the conversation in the NFC North and beyond. Are the Bears a threat? Are you accepting of them in this conversation of teams that are a threat for the Lions' pursuit? And I think it's the pursuit of a Super Bowl, so I said no. But I understand how some would say, you said they're the Lions from a couple years ago. They're a team that could be a thorn in your side, may have a winning record, late in the year may be a problem. The Lions have to go to Chicago in December. The true threats to me, though, were the Niners, the Eagles, and the Packers. Who are the threats in your mind?
Well, and so here's just one more reason why I don't think the Bears are necessarily that threat. I have no belief that Matt Eberflus is a coach that can coach this team to a division title or to do anything else as a team. I think they're going to have to upgrade at the coach position before they can do anything. Now, when you think about in the division, the Green Bay Packers, I think Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. I wanted to see what he could do without a Hall of Fame quarterback. And what I saw them do and how I saw them get better, whether it was Jordan Love, it was the team, everything got better at the end of the year. Some of that has to do with just player development and Jordan Love becoming comfortable. I think he is going to be a solid quarterback. I'm still not sold that everybody thinks he's going to be a superstar, but I think Matt LaFleur is a really good football coach, which is what makes them a threat every single time you play them or a threat in the division.
So the teams, give me a list.
Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, and the Eagles.
Eagles. So the same three.
Same three. And yes, there is some drama that has gone on out in the Bay Area. It looks like Ayuk is going to get his wish, and that is a new contract. The Niners are going to get their wish that he is still there. They're going to have their deep threat. They will get things worked out with Trent Williams at the tackle position. They're going to eventually. But how much does Christian McCaffrey not practicing and being a part of it in training camp, for him individually, not a big deal. For the team, for the offense, I mean, you still have a young quarterback that is continuing to find his way. I think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for. But, again, I go to Coach Shanahan. I think he's a tremendous offensive mind, and some of this has come – the dividing factor is going to be, okay, all things being equal, what do you think of the coaching staff and what they can do? Now, we've seen him be effective as a coordinator. We've seen him be effective as a head coach, but not being able to actually get it done. And I don't know that Nick Sirianni – there's also rumors and nothing – you know, Jalen Hurts hasn't come out and talked about it. Sirianni hasn't come out and talked about it. That there is a major rift between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. How does that play into? We saw what happened at the end of last year. Is it going to be more of that? Or is it going to be a team that finds its way, finds a rhythm with a couple of new coordinators on both sides of the ball that will be able to go out and utilize a great offensive line, talent at receiver, talent at running back, and you know, and a talent at quarterback? The defense, while aging, they've made some additions, I think is going to be solid.
Yeah, they've been stocking up on defense. Howie Roseman, great GM. No one's talked about him in the last year because they weren't in the Super Bowl. The year before, Everybody was talking about the Eagles and that roster. They have the better line compared to San Francisco. I think their quarterback's better. Certainly looked the part in that Super Bowl toe-to-toe with Mahomes. I think the Eagles are real. The intangibles concern you because if it goes off the rails. But I think roster talent alone and the fact that they've played for a Super Bowl the last two seasons, I think the Eagles belong in the conversation. 97-1.